With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Silence, children. Silence. First, an announcement. We have a treat for you guys today.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Who am I? What is this realm? What is up there in the night sky? Where is the edge to this beautiful flat earth? Is the ocean blue because the sky is blue? Is the sky blue because that's God's favorite color because he's a boy? These are some of the questions that keep me and Baxter up at night. We go back and forth trading our thoughts and feelings. The other night we were talking about, what if our feet were our hands and our hands were our feet? I mean, the randomness of it all. It's just astonishing.
And now.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, this is I'm loving
it. Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 20th of February.
Hey, kids.
Hi. What's up?
I'm a little out of breath.
Out of breath?
Yeah.
You doing your morning mile or whatever you run?
It felt like it. I'm good at a lot of things, but I'm really good at being a neighbor. I'm an outstanding neighbor. You want to live next door to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No late nights, no parties, no people going in and out. Very considerate when it comes to my dog outside. I'm right out there on him if he barks at something.
Mm-hmm. You'll give $40 to anyone who stops by your door.
Anyone gets 40 bucks. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Keep the place up, keep it neat, keep it trimmed, keep it clean.
Ew, that we're talking about your neighbor.
Talking about my house. Talking about my house, yeah. And I've gotten in the habit of, as a favor to my neighbor who lives directly across the street from me, because he and his wife are both out a lot, I'd gotten into the habit of pulling the packages off of their porches when deliveries are made and they're gone.
You steal their Amazon boxes. Pirates.
No, I'm not stealing them. I'm trying to avoid them being stolen.
Right, so you take them.
No, because I hang on to them, and then when they get home, I give them back their packages.
So, after you've used it.
Right. No, not at all. I don't open any of the boxes.
Rewrapped it.
No, I don't know what they are. Nothing like that. So I help them out, right? So he took the family to Disneyland this week with their little boy, and he texted me when he left, and he said, I don't think anything's coming, but if you wouldn't mind, just keep an eye on the porch. I said, sure, no problem. So the first day, 3 packages showed up.
Oh.
And I went over and got them. 2 days later, 5 packages.
What?
And I went over.
By the way, these are all drugs. This is how every locked up abroad happens.
Oh,
I swear to God.
So true.
I feel like he must be a doomsday prepper or something, because how can one family of 3 get so many deliveries? I mean, why not just write El Chapo on the return address, right?
Also, why did he not have any idea that many packages were coming in the first 2 days? You've only given us 2 days, right?
Yes, I don't know. So a couple of other scattered packages came throughout the week. And then last night I was already in bed because of the time difference. He texted me while I was already in bed around 9:30 or something like that. And he said, hey, sorry to bother you, but I just got a UPS notice that a bunch of stuff was delivered on my porch. Would you mind running over and getting it? Now, at what point am I being taken advantage of, first of all? That shouldn't be my full-time job,
no.
Right?
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's your full-time job.
So I was already asleep, so I saw that this morning. So when I just went downstairs to make my cup of tea like I do before we go on, I looked out on his porch, and there were 7 packages.
Two of which...
Pure Colombian cocaine.
2 of which were big enough to put a person in. Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, you couldn't see their front door.
Dude, there's the something going on here.
Yeah.
The boxes were stacked so high. So I went out, and here, this was right before we went on. I mean, I can't believe I'm still not out of breath. So I went over there and started bringing packages back like a freaking drug mule.
Which you are now.
It took me four trips back and forth across the street to try to get all of these packages, two of which were so heavy that I almost couldn't lift them.
Again, I have to remind you, he said there wouldn't be a lot of packages.
Right.
Right.
You're at like 20 now.
Yes.
Oh,
is this guy buying bricks on the internet? Like, what could be so heavy?
He's getting bricks, Bean, but it's not it's not a brick. Mm. It's cocaine.
I see what you're saying.
And heroin. Boxes of which you now have in your house.
Is your neighbor, is his last name Escobar?
he's a professor at Tulane University.
So is Walter White.
Which is a great cover, by the way. A great cover if you want to run a drug empire. Mm-hmm. But I'd say
open one of them.
I'm not going to open any of them.
Just to be safe.
What, nope. I mean, can we at least go over some return addresses?
I don't have them in front of me, obviously, so I don't know. They're downstairs just barely inside the front door because I couldn't move them any further.
I think we do a little Instagram Live today, and you go downstairs, and we have a look. Because we need to know if you're going to jail or not. That's important.
I just three trips across the street at freaking 7:15 in the morning, though, lugging these packages. I almost thought I have to wake Donna up to help me carry some of them.
Also, him alerting you, hey, man, 7 up. There's 7 at the door. Go check them out for me, please. Like, he went from saying there's no packages to basically, you're his B, man.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. I am, and his bitch, by the way.
I mean, right, that too.
I meant boo, yeah. I meant you guys are dating.
Oh, I see. We're lovers. Okay. Yeah. He essentially is just ordering me around. So now he's living the good life at Disneyland.
Because he doesn't want to receive drugs.
Mm-mm. And I'm up here doing all of his hard labor.
And if anybody gets busted for the drugs, it's you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's probably
this guy's a genius.
Yeah, he's got a Nest camera. Oh, so he'll be like, I didn't even accept those. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's in the happiest place on earth.
For sure.
Yeah, you're not.
Literally.
You're going to be in jail.
So I'm the fall guy.
Totally.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow. If a drug-sniffing dog walks down the street, man,
right?
He's probably just going to drop dead what's coming out from under my door.
What if he's actually just ordering more and more stuff now to get you to go?
Just to watch him.
That'd be funny. Yeah.
He and his wife are
look at this. He's going. Laughing. He's in the morning. He's going. He's picking up the boxes that I didn't think he could pick up.
It's like the way people look at their dogs when they're vacations at the boarding place.
It's crazy how heavy this. Like, I'm trying to think. You know, I've ordered my fair share of stuff on Amazon over the years, but I don't remember ever ordering anything as heavy as some.
All right. What does he do for a living?
He's a professor.
Professor at Tulane University.
Mm.
Okay. I can't imagine what you would buy. What can you buy on Amazon that's super, super heavy?
Rocks. Just straight up rocks.
That is one option.
But that seems like the type of thing you'd buy from someplace else locally and have them bring them over to you in a truck. I mean, what's super heavy on Amazon? I'm really troubled by this now.
No, wait. Are you for sure all of them are from Amazon?
No, I'm not.
I mean, that pretty much opens it up. It's a stretch.
Yeah, it is a stretch. I can't imagine what they're getting that's so difficult to lift.
I am still fascinated by his appraisal at the beginning that there would be none.
Oh, no, right? that's definitely like a front.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was setting you up.
I took care of it. You're not going to be any problems on my side of the street.
But when's he come back?
I don't know.
Oh.
Did you say you don't know?
I don't know. I mean, he went to Disneyland with his kid. I thought that would be like a 2 or 3 day thing, but he's been gone at least a week now.
Oh, no.
Maybe he's in protective custody or he's in Mexico or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, just got my phone back. There's 7 on the doorstep.
And I'm hoping he comes back because we're going to Kiss on Friday night, and I was counting on him to come let Linus out while we're at Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you got a hell of a life going on.
It's going to be hard to do that in handcuffs.
It is. It is. Guys, I think I need an attorney. It was just another day. I think I may need representation now.
This is a sad turn of events.
I am a sucker.
This is pretty good, actually.
I am a terrible neighbor.
Wait, you started by saying you were a great neighbor. Well, you're taking the guy's drugs into your house. I mean, what better neighbor could you be?
Yeah, I guess that makes me good for him. Not so much for me, though.
No, God, no.
Okay, well, this could be the last show, then. Let's make it a good one.
He's all getting a tattoo. He's going to jail.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, my God. Wait, so you're like the funniest person that ever lived.
Speaking of Bean's tattoo of Queen Elizabeth, which, if you were to believe him, is real.
It is real.
We're going to talk to a tattoo artist Louis Perez the Third
on today's show. He did your work?
He's in a lot of my work, yes.
Okay.
Bean has many questions. He has many answers.
I don't know anything about getting a tattoo.
We're going to get a Jussie Smollett update because the story's moving too fast for me. I can't keep up with it. I can't figure out what...
It's a real ticker.
It's the latest in that story. Is the most bizarre story ever.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to news that he has previously lied to the authorities.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
How about that? That's how fast it's moving.
Wow, that's crazy. We're going to try something new called Mouth Guard News.
What?
I'm hoping the Hall of Fame just listens live.
Mouth Guard News on today's show. The top 10 TV shows you're not watching. Baby showers are nonsense and towels. What's up?
I mean, it's right up there with Nut Talk and what kind of apples you eat.
It's that kind of stuff that tears the show apart.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean.
KU Rock KROQ.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
Well, yesterday we talked about Jessica Jones and The Punisher being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix has also canceled the third season of Friends from College. That's the ensemble comedy. Keegan-Michael Key, Fred Savage, Nate Faxon, Kobe Smulders.
I had heard good things about that.
It's interesting because the first season was so bad and people were like, no one's likable in this. And then they tried to make the second season more likable.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it wasn't as likable, so nobody really watched it. So they canceled it.
That's a good cast, though.
It's a great cast, for sure. But here's why I'm telling you about all these negatives. Because through the negatives, through the ashes, rises a phoenix.
Wow.
A positive, happy phoenix. In the form of Netflix getting the Children's Hospital team back together.
Oh, awesome.
It's a 10-episode straight-to-series order for Medical Police. It's a half-hour scripted comedy starring Aaron Hayes and Rob Hubel. And it's from the same creative team as the former Adult Swim favorite.
Love it.
USA! So. USA!
Right?
USA! Yeah.
The U.S. wins here. It's written and executive produced by Rob Corddry, Krister Johnson, Jonathan Stern and David Wayne. That's three-fourths of the team behind Children's Hospital. Here's what it's going to be. Revolves around two American physicians that, again, Aaron Hayes and Rob Hubel. They're stationed at a pediatric hospital in Brazil. They discover a civilization-threatening virus and are recruited as government agents in a race against time around the world to find a cure to uncover a dark conspiracy.
USA!
Yeah!
USA! USA! USA!
Whoa. Yes. Some favorites will be back, like Lake Bell, Rob Corddry, Ken Marino. They're all going to have guest star roles. So,
can't wait.
Excited for that, you guys.
That's fantastic.
They once on the Old Children's Hospital, I think about it all the time, they one time had a bit where Rob Hubel was like, I'm going on vacation to Brazil next week. I won't be able to come in. And then they did one shot in Brazil.
That's so funny.
Really?
Do you think it was all leading up to this?
I don't know. I just think it's so funny they flew everyone down to get a real shot of Brazil.
It was definitely a real shot
100%,
of Brazil? 100%. Oh, yeah.
They're stupid. That's so fantastic. So dumb.
Well, you can't fake Brazil.
No. You can't.
They like made sure he walked up and down a stairs. They made sure they had a really far shot.
What the hell?
Just for 30 seconds.
That's amazing.
That's a hell of a setup for this.
But what if that was the setup?
That'd be pretty
cool. Rob Corddry's like, you know what? In a couple years, we're going to do a whole show where he's in Brazil. Oh, it would be just like them. That's amazing. We have got to get somebody and talk about that immediately, if not sooner. You guys.
How could we be sooner than immediately?
Yeah, it's just a saying.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gwyneth Paltrow, I think she's a bit too old for more Marvel movies. It's not often you hear a woman saying that. Usually.
True.
Women are saying, I'm not too old for that movie. But she sat down with Variety and she said, she's been in the Marvel Cinematic Universe since it began as Pepper Potts, who's Iron Man's secretary and eventual girlfriend. But in that interview, she said she's planning on retiring the character after the summer's Avengers Endgame.
Nothing sadder than a woman over 27.
In it, was that Ken Marino too saying that?
It was.
And in it, in this article, she says, I mean, I'm a bit too old to be in a suit and all that at this point.
What?
As opposed to all the dudes surrounding you in those movies.
That are like 55,
right.
60.
Right. Come on, Gwyneth.
She is good in that role.
Pepper?
Yep.
Pepper.
She has to spend time focused on goop.
Yeah, true.
Might be it. Got that new show coming out and everything.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Everything's coming up, goop.
Do you care?
All right. You guys, I don't want to say I willed this, because I didn't.
Okay, then why would you start that way?
Because when I did the story last week about Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian Carino, possibly not together anymore, I didn't want it to happen.
Yeah, but you willed it to happen.
Okay.
They're not together anymore. Yeah.
So, way to go, Allie.
So you caused that?
I caused it.
Okay.
And then Bean was like, oh, now she can be with Bradley, because what's he doing with his dumb girlfriend, baby mama? And then he looked her up and he was like, nope, he's staying with her.
She was Irina Shayk, and I realized that Bradley Cooper should stay with her for as long as he can. He should hang on by his fingernails.
So hopefully they were listening to that as well, so they're still together. Because we have a lot of power.
Usually that's how it works.
On this show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sad times for Lady Gaga and her fiancé, Christian Carino. They have called off their engagement. He still does appear to be her CAA agent, though, so that's got to end.
That won't
soon,
be awkward,
right? No. That's got to finish up.
I'm going to ask a question that causes for inappropriate speculation. Mm-hmm. But Lady Gaga seems like a lovely woman, very talented. Mm-hmm. Seems like she'd be a tough girlfriend to have. Tough date.
You think she's high maintenance?
I do.
Yeah.
Is it the meat dress? Or what about her as high maintenance?
I don't get that idea. I get the idea that she's sort of a high maintenance performer, mm-hmm. but doesn't seem to me like she would be a bad date.
I think she's dramatic.
That's the word.
Okay.
She's super dramatic and hyper emotional. It seems like all the time. And I know that's not fair to say, because all the time means only when we see her in public.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. She seems like she'd be a lot of work.
Plus, she's super successful and talented. And who wants that?
I love that part.
Yeah,
of it,
whatever.
Believe me.
That's the part you hate. That she's more successful than you, Bean.
Oh, my God. That's my dream, is to have the richest, most successful woman in the world.
Then
that can just be a boy toy.
Oh, no. Then she's dramatic sometimes on stage.
Right. He's never seen her in private, ever.
In interviews, though. Interviews. That's not on stage.
Private.
I'm just saying, it's a feeling I get that she's high maintenance and dramatic.
Listen,
you guys think
maybe
she's
you
not?
Should date Lady Gaga for a while before you start making these assumptions, Bing.
I said at the beginning that I was sheer speculation. You get a feeling about some people based on the limited amount of information you have. Look, I'm a fan. I wish her nothing but the best, but I'm glad I don't have to go out with her.
I think you'd like it. I think she would bring home plenty of money, and you could just do your drug thing with your neighbor.
I am happy about that part, yeah.
All works out.
All right, let's wrap this up, because Bean hates successful women.
I don't
Some
at all.
Some birthdays for you. Miles Teller, Charles Barkley.
If you really suck at something, you probably shouldn't do it.
Very.
Too late, Chuck.
Too late.
Cindy Crawford, Trevor Noah, Rihanna, and Chelsea Peretti. And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Hey, quick reminder, tomorrow, definitely make plans to join us, because the very talented actor, writer, comedian Stephen Merchant is going to be in studio with us, and our old friend Cal Penn as well.
All right.
That's a 1-2 punch right there.
Cal Penn knows Obama.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. He used to work for that administration. Yeah, mm-hmm. He did. And he's a good actor, too. So that's tomorrow right here on K-Rock. First, though, I came across this story yesterday on Ranker.com, which is a website that is set up. Well, there's no secret why I have it bookmarked, because it's all lists all the time. You know how I feel about lists?
Sure, you love
them.
And I thought this one was really interesting because, you know, Jensen, you have pointed out so often that we live in a world of too much TV.
Clearly.
Too much TV.
Yes. Can't fit everything in that you'd like to watch.
So I want to watch it all. It's a golden era.
It is
the best time of television, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm missing too much of it because there's too much TV.
Yeah, that's right. There have never been more places to go. If you only had Netflix and nothing else, you couldn't keep up with all the shows.
Still too much.
Just on Netflix.
Yeah.
Then you throw in your Amazon and your Hulu, and you throw in the 500 cable channels, and you throw in all of the streaming services and everything else. There's too much TV.
You know that? Do you know that Lyft has programming?
What? Lyft, the
Lyft,
ride service?
The car?
Yeah, Billy Eichner does on the street with Billy, whatever. He does it on Lyft. I'm not kidding.
I do know that I have to buy gas when I don't need it to keep up with the shows at the gas pump that they show every time I'm there.
Those are great.
So this is a list of the best current TV shows that no one is watching. And when they say no one, they mean why aren't these shows smash hits because they're so good? Obviously, all of these shows have some people watching, but not enough in the opinion of the people who nominate them and then upvote them. Number one, not available on the list, Allie. I'm sorry to say. The list cut off right
before, that's too bad.
Right at number
it's
two.
It's nice to know number one, but let's just start with number two.
I don't know what number one
is. Let's just say number one. It's obviously Peaky Blinders. Just say it.
I mean,
just
it is Peaky Blinders.
It is Peaky Blinders. The best show that you're not watching is Peaky Blinders, according to Rick.
At least they know we're not watching it.
Well, could people watch it? People that love great television and have four series to watch because it's incredible. Series 5 comes out later this
year. Is it on BBC?
It is, but no, it's on Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yeah.
Allie has not spent one day on the Kevin and Bean Show without mentioning Peaky Blinders in 4 years.
The best show.
Number two, Vikings. The Travis Fimmel Vikings show. Now, I have heard good things about it. I don't watch it.
I saw it.
You have seen it.
I saw it. I liked it, but it moved a little slowly for me.
It has an incredible fandom, though.
It does.
I know not a lot of people are watching it, but like the Comic-Con crowd loves Vikings, but I would never watch it because there's too much TV. Yeah.
Too much TV. Is that a lot of hunky men running around in Vikings? Is that? Okay.
Sure.
The 100. Which is a show that I know that I have heard about, but had no idea it was still on the air.
If you told me that The 100 was on 8 years ago and ran for one season, I'd go, yeah, I remember that. It can't still be on. Is it still on?
I mean, I still watch it.
Yes. I do. I think it's like 7 seasons or something,
Do I watch every episode? No, but I probably watch 3 out of 4.
Do 100 people leave and disappear, and then they come back?
They come back...
is a nuclear...
You're not going to watch it.
Nuclear war or something,
I'm trying to figure out
right?
how long it's been on.
Oh, it's coming back for season 6.
In April. I don't even know it's on TV.
Returning for season 6, April 30th.
Well, that one I'm watching.
All right.
Number 4 of the shows that are so good, why aren't more people watching it? Poldark.
What?
Oh, sure.
You just made that
it's
up.
It's a British show.
What is
British
it? British show? Yeah. My wife watches it. I know that for a fact. P-O-L-D-A-R-K. It's somebody's name. Poldark, it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. You've never heard of that one, huh?
You're just making up words now,
Poldark.
Right?
Poldark. What's your favorite? Hey, ask me my favorite TV show.
What's your favorite TV show, Judson?
Poldark. It doesn't even sound natural.
It's real. It's old-timey.
Number 5. Another one I think Kevin watches, and maybe a little Chip, too. Preacher.
Watched.
I love the comic book.
For a while, it was confusing just for confusing sake, and I'm not a big fan of that. But Dave has stuck with it and said that it's gotten better.
Okay.
But I don't know. There's too much time. There's too much TV.
Yeah, you're
too
right.
Too much TV.
Too much TV.
Now, number 6 is one that I've never seen, don't know anything about, but I do know that it seems to be in, like, Entertainment Weekly all the time with a rabid fan base that's always trying to keep it on the air, and it's called Timeless.
Oh, yeah. First of all, a guy on Preacher is also on Timeless.
Okay. No one knows he's on TV.
It's my friend Malcolm. Now I feel so sad.
He's like, seriously, I'm an actor. I've got shows on the air.
Two of them.
By the way, very embarrassing yesterday for me to ask Ernie Hudson if he would like to be in a series. And he's like, oh, I'm currently on 2 that are on the air right now. Too much TV.
Too much TV. Even Ernie Hudson.
Right. Number 7 is one I think we can all agree on. I know
Hot
Kevin
Streets.
And I were huge fans of iZombie. iZombie.
Wait, it's still on?
Yes, it's still on.
What?
It's in its final season. No. Getting ready to come up on its final season. That's a great show.
That is a great show.
iZombie. But I unfortunately dropped it sometime back because why?
Too much TV.
Yep. Number 8, Outlander.
Heard of it?
To me, that's like Vikings.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's popular. It has a fandom, but I don't know anything
about
it.
I think that's a big lady show. I think that's a super romantic, old-timey show, I think.
I think it is.
No, because I think it's like people from the 1700s or something like that. It's a big sweeping love story.
Yeah, it's like a World War II Scotland type
show. Like I said,
1700s. Sure, 1700s.
It's on the Starz network.
Number 9. Kevin, this sounds like one you might know. I don't. Lucifer.
Oh, you know what? She's transported back to 1743.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
There you go, Bean. You were
correct. It's a time travel show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that show, Bean. I've heard about it a lot. I think it's a CW show.
Because you love, it's a Fox show. You love Satan and the vampires and the devils and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Lucifer. Anyone got anything on that?
No, I thought that was canceled, like, quickly. No,
it is still on the air.
Wow, that's crazy.
Way.
I mean, that's what this list says, is these are the best current shows that you're not watching.
Three seasons on Lucifer, still going.
And number 10 is The Last Kingdom.
Don't know that's a show.
Don't know that.
Don't know that one either. A couple of other ones further down on the list, by the way, that I think would be worth mentioning. Into the Badlands is at number 18.
Love it. It's coming back soon.
For its final season, which we love. Allie, Atlanta is on this list at number 19.
Okay, everyone's in. It was like the number one show on the FX couple seasons.
I think they're saying like compared to
two seasons.
Big Bang or whatever. Like it's not a lot of people watching it.
Well,
right.
That's insane.
Fear the Walking Dead, number 25, which is a show I never hear anything about, although I know it's still on. Dave Will Be Happy, You're the Worst, number 27. That's his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Billions, number 32. Great show on Showtime. You guys watching that?
I would love to.
Paul Giamatti, Maggie Siff?
Would love to.
Don't. Too much TV.
So great. And Allie, I'll close with one more. Life in Pieces is on this list. That's still on the air?
What is Life in Pieces?
That's the Colin Hanks show.
Oh, I love Colin, but there's too much TV, Colin.
Stop it.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So yesterday, late in the show, Allie, you were bringing us a story about Princess Markle.
Yeah, Meghan Markle was coming to America to have her baby shower. And I was saying, if you're her friend, you go to the woman that's pregnant. You go to her home base. But I was saying, can you imagine how awful a baby shower with the queen would be? And then we started talking about how awful baby showers are. In general, they're the worst and no one likes them.
I don't go to anything, as you know. I don't go to weddings. I don't go to baby showers. I don't go to birthday parties. But is there an obligation if your friend is having a baby to go? Do you kind of feel like you have to go?
100%.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you do.
Other than them getting married, they say it's the biggest moment of their
life.
But
all women know that they pretty much hate these, right?
Well, and then you have some friends that try and make it a little more fun, so
okay,
they don't
well,
have the dumb games. They tend to have an open bar. They tend to do more for the people there, which is nice. They
explain
don't,
the
some of the games.
Yes, please.
Yeah. One of the ones is you have different foods in a diaper, so you can have like chocolate, you could have peanut butter, you could have all different things, and then you pass it around and you have to smell it with a blindfold on and then write down what the smell is and then you win. Oh my God.
Yeah, what do you win exactly?
Sometimes there's little prizes.
Why
sometimes.
Would that game have ever been invented? Like who thought that was a good idea to pass a dirty diaper around?
Someone named Jenny in Des Moines. I don't know. It's just, this is just what we have to
deal
with.
This seems like a nightmare.
And then we all sit there while you open each individual gift and we pretend we're stoked on the same onesie in different colors for hours.
Awful.
It's awful.
I just want you to know, I have a baby coming in July. Uh-huh. We have officially opted out of a baby shower.
Oh, God bless nice. You.
Officially. We will have a small thing for very, very close family. Mm-hmm. Just go out to dinner.
Yeah.
Talk it out. And if you want to give us a gift, you can give us a gift.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then we might have, just to throw it out there, mm-hmm. we may have something where in the first 3 to 6 months of the baby's life, you can come by. We'll have the house open for a couple hours. Come by, meet the baby.
It's nice. That's yeah. It.
Okay. But yeah. Give him a low-pressure sitch.
Yeah, give him a sickness.
Do I have to put on a blindfold and smell a diaper at any point?
That is a fetish for me.
That's the after
that
party.
That has nothing to do with the baby. Yeah.
All right. So as awful as all of this sounds, and it really does sound awful, then assistant producer Christine weighed in, and she said that she not only went to a baby shower this past weekend, but that it was co-ed.
Boom. Boom. Yeah, it was awesome, you guys.
And I'm sorry, I understand, as I pointed out yesterday, I understand that both people are having a baby, but the baby shower is just a lady thing. It has to just be a lady thing. There's no reason for the husband or the father to be
you
there.
You just spent, I don't know, 5 minutes talking about how awful it is.
Yeah.
So why does it have to be the girls that have to suffer, Bean?
So you're saying you got to take us down with you?
Right. Yes. That's ridiculous.
Yes. That's not an argument.
Yeah, I'm saying yes.
No, this shower was awesome, you guys. It was so
no,
fun.
No, it was. I don't know anything about it, but it wasn't awesome.
Well, that's why you're about to tell me that it was more of a party atmosphere,
100%.
Right? 100%. That's the difference. Those are good humans that you know.
So my friend Marcus, who he works at the NFL Network with Matt Money Smith, and I've known him since we were teenagers. So it was a bunch of guys who were so fun. All his friends were there were my friends. I didn't know one of her girlfriends.
Okay.
So if it had just been just girls, it would have just been a bunch of girls I didn't know. And that would have, I mean, been fine. I would have shown up and given a present.
So you were happy that the guys were there because you knew people.
Yeah, and it was so fun. We were just hanging out.
That doesn't make it open fun bar. For the guys.
And by the way, we could do that anywhere.
By the way,
it doesn't have to be for a baby.
Okay, but one of the friends of the show, Adam Rank, also from NFL Network, was texting me last night saying the guys are 100% wrong. This shower was awesome.
Because it wasn't a baby shower. That was a get-together with guy friends.
Did you have to watch them open gifts and stuff?
No!
Did you have games?
There were games, there were gifts, but there were multiple areas. Some people were playing games.
So you didn't have to play a game?
No.
You didn't have to watch unwrapping?
There was amazing food, open bar.
It was
an awesome time.
That's the kind of exception that we will allow.
That's a party.
Just for the record, I'm not giving an exception. I think all of these things are awful, but at least that one, they catered to the idea that maybe it could be fun for other people.
I mean,
but
you basically weren't at a baby shower. You were in an adjacent room having a party with a bunch of dudes.
You were at Coachella.
Yeah, right. There's not a baby shower.
There are many stages. I mean, this doesn't sound like a baby shower.
I mean, it 100% was a baby shower. It was a great time. Her friends were so nice. But what they did was it just kind of made it more casual. So just like any other party, I think that a good party, you allow the flow to happen, right?
Okay, so the way to make a baby shower great is to make it a far away from a baby shower.
Yeah. The best part of this baby shower was that it wasn't a baby shower.
Right.
Yeah.
The further away it gets from a baby shower, the better the party is.
For example, Omar from the show, he had a baby shower, and he made it with a taco cart and beer.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds awesome because it's not a baby shower.
Yeah, that's not a baby shower.
That's the best possible scenario. Yes.
And his wife wasn't invited, remember?
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
How did we come up with mouthguard news,
I don't know.
How did this happen?
I already regret this. Basically, I think that every once in a while on the Kevin and Bean Show, we should know what's going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. You are still on a probation period, Jensen. I want to remind you, you haven't hit the 6 months where your salary is guaranteed.
Can we switch bits quick or no?
So I hope you consider that before you pitch this idea.
Okay, fast food news. All right, guys, here we go.
So explain, please.
I think the Kevin and Bean, the radio show, should have world news. I know we're not KNX, but we every once in a while should look at AlJazeera.com or CNNWorldNews.com. I don't know. We should know what's going on around us.
Okay.
And I figured that of all things, recently, I have been grinding my teeth.
Okay.
In my sleep.
What does that have to...
Right.
It'll
how's that
all
related?
Tie in.
Okay.
I also recently chipped my tooth while grinding. That's how bad I'm
grinding. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So
you didn't chip that tooth on food? It was just grinding while you were sleeping?
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely.
That's hardcore.
Yes. And so I've been given a full mouth guard, and I'm going to put it in, and I'm going to read you the world's news.
Oh, my God.
So we bring you Mouthguard News.
The world is going to hell in the handbasket. Only one man can deliver the news with integrity, not fake newsness. And a mouthguard. This is Mouthguard World News with Jensen Karp.
I'm already ready. Okay, here we go, guys. On the heels of Elon Musk's SpaceX shutting down shop, it appears Israel is aiming to become the fourth country to make a soft landing on the moon. Israel's nonprofit SpaceIL announced it will launch a spacecraft from Florida's Cape Canaveral Thursday on board a Falcon 9 rocket. The unmanned craft, weighing 1,300 pounds, is standing
I missed the pounds. How much did it weigh?
It's 1,300 pounds.
Okay.
And standing approximately 5 feet tall, will begin a 7-week send-off to the moon.
Where how many weeks?
Seven.
Okay.
I got to say, just watching the saliva build up is a whole other aspect of this that people aren't getting.
It will send back images of surface and conduct experiments on the lunar...
Images of what? I'm sorry.
Images of the surface. Conduct experiments. The total cost of the program raised from private donations is $10 million. It's a small fraction of the billion saved by the U.S. space program. Good luck to Israel and their solid search to stand on the moon's sacred soil.
This very much reminds me of me doing the morning announcements in high school.
Oh, boy.
Were you wearing a mouth guard then, Bean?
No, I just think I just talk like that.
Okay. A Chinese woman nicknamed the Queen of Ivory and thought to be one of Africa's most notorious traffickers.
What is she?
She's Africa's most notorious trafficker.
Listen to the saliva.
Oh, so much.
Do you hear it?
Has been sent.
How could you not? I'm drowning.
I need a new mic guard. Has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. On Tuesday.
How much time? I'm sorry.
15 years.
Okay.
On Tuesday, a Tasmanian court found Yang Feng Glan, a 70-year-old woman guilty of smuggling 860 elephant tusks that authorities say are worth...
How many elephant tusks?
860. And they say it's worth $6.45 million. The defendants have also logged an appeal. She was arrested after a year-long manhunt which saw her move ivory across the world using ties to China and East Africa.
Do you need to swallow or something? I feel like you're going under, Jensen.
Let that stand as an example for anyone searching to commit such a heinous act of selfishness.
Such a what?
Heinous act of selfishness.
All right, we just have time for one more.
British teenager Shamima Begum, who left London in 2015 with two friends to join ISIS.
I hope somebody their alarm just went off.
Sure. I don't know what we've even talked about.
She joined what?
I've regretted making a story about ISIS.
I'm sorry, IPIP?
ISIS in Syria continues to try to now return home, but her lawyer is claiming the UK authorities plan to revoke her citizenship.
Her what?
Citizenship.
They're going to revoke
her citizenship.
I don't.
She's now 19.
Sure.
She's now 19 years old, and she's giving birth to a baby, and she wants to come home. She says she's no longer the silly 15-year-old teenager who.
The what?
The what?
You gotta swallow.
She's no longer what?
I can't swallow. Silly 15-year-old girl who left her home country. But will the UK agree? Only time will tell. But she's certainly in a sticky situation.
Yeah, she's in a what?
Sticky situation. This has been Mouthguard News.
That was Mouthguard World News with Jensen Karp.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. All right. Allie's going to bring it here. Now, let's all be civil, okay? We're friends.
We're just having
a conversation.
No one's civil better than we are.
No, I've lost friends for less.
I'm just saying we need to understand and we need to accept and respect other people's opinions,
okay,
even if we don't agree
with
them.
Okay.
I know it is, but we got to try here because this is an inflammatory issue here.
Yeah. You guys, this all started on Sunday, and I watched it play out in real time on Twitter. What began as a somewhat innocuous tweet from a gentleman that goes by @Advil. He wrote, "Hello, fellow adults. My girlfriend and I have a question. What is the correct amount of towels to own? I said 10, and she looked at me like I was crazy. We have zero frame of reference on the appropriate amount of towels in a household of two." And I will tell you this.
What did you watch play out in real time?
This man did not know what he did by tweeting that. I'm telling you, Towelgate 2019 is what ensued. So it started off kind of, benign. So a guy wrote back, 10 is appropriate. Next person wrote back, 42. Next person writes back, my random rule of thumb, two full sets for each person in the house, plus a full set for each guest you have space for. If you have a dog, you need approximately 100 more.
Holy cow.
And then people were like, the correct answer is whatever's correct for you. But here's where it got into a zone that people were like, this is insane. I don't even know who you people are. This is a man that I follow. He goes by @Yashar. He tweeted, as a couple, you should own a minimum of the following. 10 bath sheets, 10 bath towels, 10 hand towels, 20 washcloths. Preferably more. And that's when people lost their minds. First of all, the amount of people that didn't know what a bath sheet was.
My hand's up right now, Allie. Okay. I don't know what a bath sheet is.
Oh, my God. You people. You monsters. A bath sheet.
Well, you use a towel when you get out of the shower. What do you need a sheet for?
That's a normal towel. It's not an actual sheet. It's just a bigger towel. Normal towel is about 31 by 57.
Why don't they just call it a bigger towel?
A bath sheet is about 40 by 70.
Which is more of a beach towel.
It's like a beach towel, but it's a bath
sheet. It's too much.
Yeah, but people were like, 20 washcloths? I'm telling you, I'm watching this, and I'm like, this is insane to me.
20 seems like a lot of washcloths.
It does. I mean, well, how many bathrooms do you have where you need 20 washcloths?
Here's the thing. The conversation I then got into that evening at dinner with my friends that were like, what's a washcloth? And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And then I thought, okay, they call it something different. Like, in my family, we called it a face cloth. It's a little sheet. Right?
Sure. It's a hand-sized towel.
Towel, yeah.
Sure.
And one of my friends was like, I don't use a washcloth, to which my friend, who is of a different race than us, said, you white people don't use washcloths. That's been a whole thing that we've discussed.
Oh, so here we go.
Oh, yeah.
It's on.
Oh, yeah.
Race war. Race war's on, everybody. It's going down. It's
Why
going
does it
down.
Have to be white
race
people?
War. Come on. Race war.
I then find out from my black friend that no white person that she knows what a washcloth is, let alone uses it. To which I yell, what are you using? And my friend says, soap in your hand. I yelled in the restaurant, how do you wash your butt?
That's a good thing to yell in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I was blown away by this. Then we all started discussing how many towels we actually do have. I realize I have a huge problem. Huge issue, because I not only have a linen closet full of towels, I then have two different areas for towels in my bathroom.
Can you bring some of those in, because we've got water in the hallways?
I have a lot of towels, but the discussion about towels became insane. And 20 washcloths to me is not a big deal, because they're one use. You use it in the shower, and then you put it in the hamper, you're going to wash it. You don't use a washcloth more than once because of the bacteria in the shower. That's disgusting. To which my friend said, no, I use a loofah. You are loofahing your body with extra bacteria every day. You put a loofah in your crack? What is wrong with you? This is disgusting.
This is quite a monologue, by the way, and I'm really sitting back and enjoying it.
I wish she was wearing the mouth guard. Here's my towel situation, because I wrote it down for this bit.
Okay.
Master bath, 8 bath sheets.
Okay.
12 hand, 12 hand towels.
Okay.
I purchased 4 washcloths for my shoes, so that I can clean my shoes and not worry about using other people's towels.
Okay, wait. So did you buy any other washcloths?
Yes.
I
grew up doing what she said, which is washcloths as soap. Over time, I've stopped doing that, because in college I felt ashamed to be doing that for some
really?
Reason. Yeah, I had the two towels. I had the large towel to wipe myself off and then one for the soap, but no one else was doing it.
Oh, I have 3 towels. I one towel for my hair, then a bath towel for my body, and then a washcloth for the...
Ooh-ha. 6 rag towels are in the master bath. 4 dog dry-off towels, which I didn't know how else to say them. The guest bedroom has 8 bath towels, 10 hand towels.
Holy crap.
So that means I have 22 hand towels and 16 bath sheets.
Yeah, you've got a problem, too.
And then I also have 6 backup nice towels, and those are just given from Danielle's house, and we don't want to throw them away.
Okay, would you like to hear my breakdown?
My house is one big towel is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And keep in mind, I'm one person.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you started giving some early numbers, is that you're one person who rarely has visitors. I feel like you could get by with one set of towels.
Okay. I have 8 bath sheets, 30 towels.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
8 bigger towels, bath sheets.
Yeah.
And 30.
Yes.
30.
And keep in mind that I use a bath sheet during
a
shower.
Right?
And then, nope, just
my
home.
A hostel. Okay.
And then I have one towel for my hair. 6 beach towels, 4 microfiber towels for my hair if I want to wear it.
6 beach towels?
What is going on?
What is going on?
25 hand towels, 16 fancy, also different holiday towels.
You're the Imelda Marcos of towels.
Good reference.
And
thank you.
30 washcloths.
30?
Yeah.
Washcloths. Are you running a towel store out of your apartment?
Apparently, I have a problem. I admit this is way too many towels.
Okay.
I admit that. But I also feel like there are people with one set of towels. That's disgusting. What's wrong with
you? Can I ask another question as a follow-up? How many bed sheets do you own? Sets.
Oh, well, I have 2 bedrooms, so I would say on each bed probably has 4 sets of sheets because I have everything from the cotton, then I have flannel sheets, and then I have the jersey sheets. So you have different sheets for different seasons.
How do you have room to move,
right?
Yeah. It's a big place, but I'm just saying I know I have a problem, but I think other people have real problems by having too few of towels.
I mean, I don't use washcloth ever.
Oh, how do you wipe your butt clean?
With the soap?
You put soap right in.
No, you have the body wash stuff.
What do you squirt it?
Yeah.
Directly into your butt?
You sit on it. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't have a washcloth. Bean?
Of course I have a washcloth.
Well, okay, you need a washcloth in the shower and you need a washcloth in the sink.
This
you
don't is the
need
conversation.
It. Yes.
You
yes,
need washcloth.
You
don't
need
it. You're disgusting.
Yes, you do.
You're absolutely disgusting. You're the one that has to throw away the washcloth every time you use it.
I wash it. Okay, I will say this. When I went to Europe for the first time, I was like, who are these nasty-ass people that aren't washing their butt? Because every hotel did not have a washcloth until my last hotel. And I said to the bartender, I said, hey, I noticed that you guys have washcloths. No other hotel in Europe has had a washcloth. And he goes, well, we cater to Americans. You guys like washcloths.
Huh.
What?
Except for white people, apparently.
Well, white people are nasty.
You see that? You see how white people do?
How are you?
All right. We need to take a break.
You're just squirting in your crack.
All right, stand by, Allie. Stand by. We need to take a break. We're out of time for the segment, but we want to include some phone calls on this. Towels, what's up, is the topic. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about you if you have too many towels. We want to hear about you if you have too few towels. And we also want you to convince Kevin that he needs to start using a goddamn washcloth.
Oh, my God.
Well, how much
monster
damage
are
you, guys,
you?
How much damage are you guys doing to your bee holes in one day? Holy crap.
1-800-520-1067.
What's up?
Towels, what's up? When do we return on K-Rock?
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. KROQ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allie, you okay?
Towel talk,
guys. There's some very concerning things happening on the phone.
Towels, what's up, George? Hello, George. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. What do you got?
So, about a year ago, I never used washcloth. And so my girlfriend, when I used to live with her, her whole family has washcloths right there, like, on little shelves, and once you're done using them, you throw it in the hamper. Mm-hmm. Well, now that I use washcloths, I realize that your whole body's a whole lot cleaner. Because I used to just use a bar of soap, let it set it up, you know, then rinse my body off.
George, it's life-changing, and I'm glad that she introduced you to it.
Oh, my God, it is life-changing. You feel like a baby after.
Thank you, George. Spread the word to everyone.
You have baby smooth skin afterwards.
Right. Take it easy, George.
So, George, what's your message for stanky-ass Kevin, then?
Oh, you're a stanky-ass white man.
Okay, that's the takeaway. Nice, but that's the takeaway on today's show. Thank you, George. We're doing Towels What's Up. And Allie, you gave us a rundown of all the towels in your apartment.
Yeah.
Have you totaled them up? I mean, is it like 200?
It's a lot of towels. And a guy just mentioned, he's like, what about kitchen towels? I'm like, oh, God, I didn't count those.
Now you have drawers of those.
Yeah.
Alex on Twitter wrote and said, if you're a guest at Allie McKay's house, don't forget your room key when you check out with those 30 towels.
I will say this. It all came down to washcloths for me and my friends. When
sure.
I found out that one of my friends didn't use a washcloth. Now knowing that I work with someone that doesn't use a washcloth.
I want to know. Stank-ass white man?
Stank-ass white man. So this guy just wrote, thank you, Walkman, on Twitter. I'm protein Kevin Ryder. No washcloth. Saving the environment. Don't you see those signs in hotels about saving millions of gallons of water? Hello, this just in. I wash my towels once a week, as opposed to people that have the same set of towels that are washing them multiple times. So I win again, stank ass.
So you
wash your butt. Wash your butt.
All right. This is
disturbing.
Let's go to Charlie in Culver City, please. He's on line four. I think he is also team stank ass white man.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, morning.
What's up?
I'm definitely team no washcloth. Just to get across to Allie, it seems that she can't picture just creating a nice lather beforehand. We're not squirting the soap directly into like a pot we call our butt crack. Like, you lather it up and your hands can accomplish quite a bit of what a washcloth can.
And here's my other question. How much damage have you done to that area since 24 hours ago?
So now your hands have your stank butt on it. So
it has soap on it. It has soap. How much damage do you have going on down there?
But I guess the question is, who's soaping the soap?
Thank you.
It's like the Watchmen.
Thank you. So do you all use the same soap in your shower, or do you each have your own bar of soap? Because I don't want to use your soap if you're stank soap.
You know what? Allie, welcome to Lake City. I can't speak for your friend at that all-girls dinner table, but in the man's world, 80 to 85% of what we use is already liquid soap. So it doesn't, we don't have to.
Oh, so you're not using bar soap. You're using body wash.
Exactly.
You know,
so, I mean,
at least,
I don't want to like speak for Kevin and Bean, you know, but I know in my world, I grew up in kind of like a locker room situation, and that stuff is much easier and not reusable. So I'm kind of, that antibacteria as well. It goes away.
It goes away.
You're walking around with butt hands, Charlie. That's all I know.
Butt hands, Charlie.
Thank you for the call, Charlie. I may be old school, but I'm sticking with soap and a washcloth.
Thank you, Bean.
That's where I'm
at. You're a good American.
Ted writes in, Ted with two D's, so I don't really trust him, but he says, I feel weird about this now, but I counted as the conversation was happening. I'm a single guy. I have about 40 towels.
Wow.
Ted. I split those between my master and guest bathroom. I also constantly have a pack of 20 washcloths that I regularly throw out and repurchase from Costco after too many uses. So basically, those rarely go away. On top of that, every time I travel, I steal a set of large towels from my hotel if they're high quality enough.
Ted, I have a lady boner.
I learned today I clearly have a problem, says Ted. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Cindy. She's in Whittier. She has very strong all caps feelings on line six about washcloths.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, you have to use a washcloth. And let me tell you where to go. You can go to a big major chain. They sell 18 of them for $3.77.
Mm-hmm.
And every day you can get a fresh one. And then when they start to soil, you put them aside and you have cleaning rags and they go in the rag pile. They are excellent for your car, your floors, your counters. You always use bleach so there's no skin or anything caca on them.
Oh, Cindy. Cindy took it too far, Cindy.
Good morning.
I support everything Cindy said up until caca.
But Cindy, if I can speak on behalf of my client, Mr. Stank-Ass White Man, what about him with the body soap, with the liquid antibacterial instead, and not using a washcloth?
You use the liquid soap on your washcloth. It's really easy, and I don't even know what to say. If you're not using one, you're not getting clean. And then another helpful handy tip, you can go to the 99-cent store, and they have these things. They're like plastic spun together. They're like plastic sandpaper. And
what
you can
the F are you doing down there? That you need sandpaper.
Cindy, I don't think you should sandpaper your butt.
Cindy, do you need a drill?
What is your washcloth to get super, super clean?
I mean, a sandpaper.
Sandpaper to make your washcloth clean?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
She's on your side.
Cindy,
I know.
How much caca? That is a lot of caca.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right, okay. Let's go to line three because
do
I
we
think,
have to? Can
yes, we,
be
we
done?
Have. I think we have to.
This is bonkers.
Dennis? Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Tell us, what's up?
So this is for Allie.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't. So my mom made us wash our bodies with the underwear we took off.
So you were using the underwear you just wore as a washcloth.
Yes, as a little kid. So we would take I keep saying we. I have three sisters, so she probably only made me do it.
Well, it sounds sanitary.
So not only did
I not wash my body, but I washed my body with my booty. After all.
So it was whitey tighties, I assume, right, Dennis?
Yes, just regular cotton whitey tighties, and then, take them off, lather them up, wash them up, and then wash your body with them. So it was kind of like a pre-wash before she did laundry.
Oh, Dennis.
Look, you did what you had to do back in the Depression. We get it.
I can't believe he found time to get out of the bread line.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.
Allie's here now. Time for the look at what's happening here on a Wednesday.
Listen, sometimes we hear from viewers and
by viewers, you mean listeners.
Yeah. Did I say viewers?
You
What's
did.
Happening? and it's now a visual I don't need. I'm not going to say your name, sir, but you know who you are.
Oh, is this Randy?
It's Randy. This has to do with Towel Talk and how shocked I was to find out not only do I know, but I work with someone that doesn't clean their butt with a washcloth, Kevin Ryder. This is Randy. Hey, Allie. If I'm weighing in, my two 22-year-old sons and I share a shower. We use no washcloths and only one bar of soap. Yes, bar of soap. Deal with it.
No.
You deal with it. You deal with your stank-ass bar of soap and your two dirty butt sons and your dirty butt, Randy.
Two dirty butt sons.
Oh, my God. Randy, I didn't need to know that. You seem like such a nice guy. And now I know that you and your sons all have stank-ass.
For the record, I think it's very gross.
Really took a turn today, you guys.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
It's true.
Sorry, sir.
It's true. You guys, Ariana Grande just hit a milestone that hasn't been achieved since the Beatles.
I was not aware of that.
She swept the number one, number two, and number three spots of the Billboard Hot 100 charts with Seven Rings, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored, and Thank You, Next. Not bad, right?
Wow, that's amazing.
One, two, and three. The last time this happened, back in 1964, for 5 weeks in March, the Beatles held those spots with Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, and Do You Want to Know a Secret? All at number one, two, and three. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Hasn't happened since then.
What the hell's going on here?
Right? Well, I'm telling you. It came close with Drake, though, last year, but he only had the number one, number two, and number four. Loser, right?
Loser.
Right? Nice for what? Nonstop and God's Plan, but no number three.
Please.
Yeah.
By the way, Halsey has number four on that Billboard chart, and she'll be our in-studio guest along with Youngblood, her boyfriend and partner on the new 11 Minutes single. She'll be joining us Friday morning here on the show.
Excellent. You guys, have you seen the reviews for a little movie that we like to call Captain Marvel?
I've not.
I've
seen the headlines, and they are raves.
Rave reviews.
Incredible reviews. But before that was lifted, a lot of negative reviews for Captain Marvel. Despite people not seeing it, where have we seen this before?
Sounds very Ghostbusters, doesn't it?
Very strange. So here's what people think it all goes back to. Brie Larson made some remarks in an interview with Marie Claire about a week ago that some are saying are coming back to haunt her. In it, she said that press junkets for her movies have been filled by white male journalists, and she's hoping that she can diversify the junkets. And the backlash on sites like Rotten Tomatoes, social media sites, has been really significant, with many criticizing her for using her, quote, soapbox to unfairly come out against white males.
That's a woman for you.
It's always amusing when you see a ton of negative reviews before anyone has ever seen the movie.
Yeah, that's
very interesting.
Now, let me ask you this, Allie. Mm-hmm. I understand what she's saying is so much of media is run by and participated by and written by white males. Mm-hmm. But if, like, Kevin and Bean wanted to interview her, mm-hmm. are we bad people for wanting to interview her because we're not?
I would think she wants...
Minorities or women?
Well, I think she wants variety.
Yeah, she's just saying a bit more inclusive is what she's saying. But then you also have to think, majority of people seeing your movies are white dudes.
That's probably true, too.
So,
I just don't want her to roll her eyes if we show up. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, we're on the defensive, you know?
Oh, here comes Kevin and Bean.
Oh, listen to Bean. It's so hard being a white man.
Kevin and Bean, I'm like, yo, this is my favorite show. Like,
What I'm saying is it's time to point out how tough it is to be a white man.
I hear you. I hear you. Absolutely.
People don't appreciate that.
We deserve our time.
Guys, this I shouldn't say this story is funny to me because it's not funny. It's a bad situation. It's kind of funny. Unidentified man has attacked the likeness of P. Diddy at Madame Tussauds in Times Square. According to the NYPD, the suspect yelled at the Sean Combs wax figure, knocked it over, and then stomped on its head until it detached from the body.
Wow. How does yelling at it help?
Well, I don't know.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
The man then fled Tussauds on foot. But how? Why are you so mad at P. Diddy?
That is odd.
I mean, other than probably causing Biggie to die, but...
But does he know that that was just a wax figure?
That's
and that
a question.
He's not actually...
That's a question. Okay. Do you think he yelled at it, and then when Diddy didn't respond, he got even more mad?
Probably.
Why aren't you answering me, man?
That guy got home to his wife. He's like, I beat the S out of Diddy. You should have seen him. He didn't even react. I punched him. He was knocked out.
Disturbing.
Don't you do this?
You guys, I shouldn't bring this up so close to towel talk, but it needs to be said.
All right.
Mattress Advisor did a study. They found that men wait 11 days to change their sheets after they've been sexed in. You know what I'm saying? A little sex happening.
I don't think you walked around it at
okay.
all.
Okay, yeah. All right. Know what I'm saying? After boning happens.
Okay.
Women tend to wait 4 days. Here's the thing. In general, men admitted that they only change their sheets every 45 days.
The average person
changes their sheets every 24 days.
No.
Yeah, that's all bad news.
But you're coming from a point of a married guy, correct?
Sure.
Here's the thing. Those with partners reported changing their sheets more often, and married couples change their sheets the most. Because somebody in their life cares, is what I'm saying.
And it's not the guy?
I will tell you, just speaking for me, we change our sheets once a week, every week, usually every Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly because of Linus. It's mostly because of whatever he's tracking into the bed.
Being called his penis Linus. Don't know.
No, but when you have an indoor-outdoor dog, he drools and whatnot.
He does drool.
He leaks a little bit.
I haven't seen it.
So, yeah. Like every 6 or 7 days, we're changing our sheets for sure. 45 days, though.
45 days.
I can't even imagine how few washcloths that dude has.
Oh, God. So disgusting. Oh, some birthdays
sheets,
for
what's
you.
Up tomorrow?
For sure.
Honestly, sheets, what's up is probably a thing.
I do believe, like, single guys probably change their sheets nowhere near as regularly as I would hope.
I remember in college, I would have friends who were like, oh, yeah, that's pizza. Like, if there was, like, old cheese stains on it, I was like, how have you not taken that off?
When you see the pizza, don't you go, that needs to be cleaned?
I would assume. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my bed, so I was thrilled to just walk out. But I'm saying, for my life, I was cleaning it a lot, I feel.
I don't think we want to know about Stankass, though. Let's not even ask him.
No. Mr. Stankass.
Do you even put sheets on your bed, or is that too much work, Kevin?
How dare you?
You just can't sleep on the box springs.
You just spray a sheet right into your beehole?
No, he sits on it.
Happy birthday, Cindy Crawford, Miles Teller, Charles Barkley.
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
Trevor Noah, Rihanna, and Chelsea Peretti, and that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock KROQ.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Well,
it seems to be changing hourly.
I'm here for you then.
On this particular story.
For people who know, they should, unless you've been literally living under a rock. The Empire actor and R&B singer Jussie Smollett had told Chicago police last month that two dudes physically attacked him in what appeared to be a hate crime. They had yelled slurs at him. They reportedly, or not reportedly, can't get that answer, were wearing red hats, MAGA stuff, you know, telling them to get out of there. Now, every minute...
Such a big liar.
Right. And I don't want to ever say I told you so in this. That's like a total nightmare for me. But us in the show, I immediately was like, this is a very weird story.
Yeah, it's not that you doubted the story. It's that you know there's parts missing.
Yeah, or something.
And I didn't understand.
It didn't feel right. And also, he had said there was a rope around his neck and he was bleach was thrown on him. And I didn't want... No one ever wants to doubt that.
Right, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... If your instinct is to doubt those stories, I think you're a POS. I don't think you're a good person.
I thought shouting, this is MAGA country in Chicago
right.
was funny. But...
I just think... Listen, any victim that is either telling the truth or falsifying the report, I think we should at least give it a second to see what happens.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And unfortunately, the seconds that we've given him have been quite a nightmare. It appears a lot of people, including the Chicago police, leaking out that they believe that this has been completely orchestrated by Jussie Smollett, incorporating two Nigerian brothers who he... by the way, Jussie Smollett's the first guy to ever actually scam Nigerians.
Congrats.
Not the other way around.
By the way, gents, let me co-sign to what you're saying is that we all, our tendency, our default position is to believe the victim.
Yes. I hope so for you.
It should be, right.
Yeah.
But I do remember that there were some people who were very right-wing who took this as a political attack on them and their beliefs at the beginning, who 1 hour after the report were online saying this is absolutely a lie. There's no way this happened. This is fabricated. And I think we all kind of thought that was a bad look for them.
Yeah, I just don't think it's...
Give it some time to play out. But it looks like they've turned out to be right. And
I think they have a point. I think the point is if you are a Trump supporter and you're not out there beating people up in hate crime and someone's saying that Trump supporters are doing that, I think that is an attack on your people.
You're owed an apology, I think.
I believe that's true.
By a lot of people.
My thing is maybe give him a second to find out if he's lying. But anyway,
right.
We don't know. Everything is sort of up in the air. We're going to listen to some clips. This is what's going on with Smollett sticking to his story no matter what proof is shown that it's not true.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is sticking to his story, claiming he was the victim of a racist and homophobic assault last month. But now, two Nigerian brothers who police arrested and then released without charging them are telling authorities a story that is different than what Smollett reported to police.
I mean, what they're saying is that he had sent himself a letter at the Empire set, which looked like, you know, the Big Lebowski ransom note where you, like, cut out letters from magazines, and basically was threatening him. He believes the reaction to that letter wasn't good enough, quote unquote, and so now he's escalated the situation.
But why?
I don't know.
Beginning, did he want this kind of attention on himself?
I have no...
Why did he want people to think that he was the victim of a racist, homophobic attack? I don't understand how that makes anything better for anybody, including him.
For people who are media nerds like Bean and I are, you would remember Morton Downey Jr., who was a TV talk show host who needed more attention. He thought his show was ending, so he faked a Nazi attack in an airport bathroom and was so stupid about it, he put the swastika on backwards because he was looking in the mirror. But, I mean, this is the explanation of the crime, if for somehow you don't know.
A celebrated young actor.
Regarding a friend that was assaulted and battered, he's supposed to be well known. A noose was placed over the friend's neck.
A heinous crime. But was it staged? According to a Chicago police source, authorities are now investigating that very question. just 4 weeks after Empire star Jussie Smollett first described a racist, homophobic attack that shocked the country.
Now, this is what I want to focus on, and I think this is the clips will play out fully.
Okay.
Listening to Jussie Smollett double down on it is so shocking and alarming in a way that I can't believe he's lying. It's so weird to hear someone. It feels like every.
But what are his options?
I don't know. I think rehab or, you know, the old celebrity stupidity of being like, I'm going to rehab. Like, it's the exact opposite. Listen to this.
I mean, I see the attacker masked, and he said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face.
I mean.
Okay.
And then again, he doubles down again.
And just days after Smollett went public with new details.
I noticed the rope around my neck and I started screaming. And I said, there's a rope around my neck.
Saying he was, quote, pissed off that some people didn't believe him.
How do you not believe that? It's the truth.
I saw that interview on, it was Good Morning America, I think is where he spoke. Mm-hmm. And the one line that, like you say, you can't believe the guy is saying it out loud if it's not true. Like, it was hard to imagine that he was acting,
yeah.
But when he said this.
There are real definite lines that you do not cross. Obviously, everybody's, you know, trying to get ratings, trying to get noticed, trying to be this and that. But there are lines that you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
I mean, that's just believable.
Yeah, no, that sounds pretty strict.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Where are we standing on this? Because it clearly seems fake. But also, how does this end?
Yeah.
Well, it has to end with the police charging him for making a false police report and him losing his job on Empire and going up on charges.
It's so dumb.
Whether he admits or not that the thing was a lie, all evidence points to the thing was a lie.
Yeah. It's just.
Here's my whole thing with it is that we have to believe people who claim this stuff.
Yes.
We have to.
Mm-hmm. Unless you want to be a bad, cynical person.
So, on behalf of all of the actual victims.
Yeah.
This guy should go down hard.
Yeah, because he ruins it for them.
He ruins it for people.
He did a huge disservice.
Yes, and the next person that comes forward and tells their story, they're going to be a little bit doubted, and it's his fault.
Everybody from this point on will have a term now. When they come out with a hate crime, is he Smolletting or whatever? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jussie Smollett. His name is going to come up in every possible hate crime that's reported now. And to me, that's going to be the biggest disservice long term, because the faking of hate crimes is not a very large thing. It's not happening all over the world.
Right.
So this now will become the standard, and that's the biggest issue.
Now, and I think it'll have to be determined down the road if he has some sort of mental issue that caused him to do this, or if he was just a celebrity just starved for attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the motivation, I think, is going to be the toughest thing for us to crack.
Apparently, according to Variety, if you falsify a police report, the charge is a class 4 felony in Illinois, carries a potential sentence of 1 to 3 years in prison. Not to mention the unbelievable disservice he did to future victims.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, I'm not watching Empire anymore.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So a couple of days ago, I announced to the guys that I have been given a great deal of thought to getting my first ever tattoo.
Yep.
I would say that I'm older than the average person to get it. I'm just now 70, so I'm... Most people, I think, have gotten their tattoos by the time they're 70, right?
Sure.
Yeah, because your skin comes right off the bone.
Well, that's kind of one of my concerns, by the way. One of the things I've thought about is if you get a tattoo at 19, like a lot of people, what does it look like 50 years later?
I don't have to worry about
that. To get it right before death like you're doing, that saves the problem.
That's what I'm saying is you get it near the
end. You only have to care like for a year.
So I have asked around, and I'm very lucky that I have friends with tattoos, like Judson, for instance, who has, what, over 20, right?
Yeah, I have over, about 20.
And I've been asking you for some advice, and you said, look, you can listen to me all you want, but why don't you talk to my guy, Louis Perez? He's the guy you ought to be talking about if you've got some concerns about getting your first ever tattoo. And he is on the phone right now. Louis is a tattoo artist, among other places, at the Shamrock Social Club in Hollywood and Tip Top Tattoo in the OC. Hey, Louis, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
You must deal with a lot of first-timers, I would imagine, in your job, right?
I've taken some tattoo virginity in my time, yes, I would agree.
describe that for me. What are they most afraid of, and how do you put them at ease for the first time? Because, you know, nobody has any idea what to expect when that needle gets going. I mean, you anticipate the worst pain you've ever felt in your life.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the fear of the permanence sets in more than the pain. And then, you know, the typical fight or flight kicks in where somebody is just like afraid to jump out of the plane, and that you kind of got to talk them off the roof a little bit, and once they get into that mode, forget it. They're either going to turn green and pass out before the needle even hits them, or they just go for it.
How many people turn around and leave?
Not a lot of people. I think they'll either, you know, pee themselves or puke before that.
Okay. Bean will do both. Just let you know right ahead of time.
Yeah, if I end up going with your shop, Louis, there is going to be a cleanup on aisle 7. I'm kind of warning you right now.
Well, good to look at. I'll make sure to foist you to somebody else.
Now, are you?
Bean,
I'm sorry.
Have
go ahead.
Looked at his Instagram? It's Louis_Perez_3.
Yes.
You do absolutely stunning work, Louis.
Beautiful work.
Thank you so much. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Excellent.
He literally is. I've had tattoos from a lot of different people and almost everyone at the shop that he works at, Shamrock on Sunset. But I think he can do every style. He also has a very soft hand and a good, you know, I don't know if it's bedside. I don't think he's ever tattooed me next to a bed. But he has great demeanor either way.
Thanks.
Louis, do people ever start, like, say, for example, Bean gets this queen tattoo and near the halfway he feels too much pain. Do people ever just leave halfway through?
Not really. Well, I guess, essentially you could do it in sections, but I'd like to get the outline done. So I usually just try and talk them through at least getting through the outline part. Most people can take it, but some days you're just kind of sensitive. You're not feeling it, you know?
And right.
You want to take a break, you know, come back, get the shading later. Basically, the essential outline should get set in first.
And well, Louis knows that this is not Queen the Band. Right. This is the actual Queen Elizabeth.
Or Queen Elizabeth,
right?
Or Queen Latifah. Yeah.
Right.
It's none of those. Hey, Louis, Bean is concerned that his skin looks like string cheese. And he's wondering if that causes any sort of problem as far as his skin.
The queen is going to look janky.
We are a narcissistic society, and I'd say that, you know, most tattoos are going to change as much as our bodies do in 10 years. So if you're already at that apex of your life, it's going to look good throughout your lifespan at this point.
All right.
All right.
Okay, now, but Jensen put it as string cheese. What my wife said was that I look like a veal calf, and like this, there's no muscle, Louis, zero muscle. I mean, it's like they just took the skin off the body and just laid it on a table for you. You don't anticipate any problems with something like that, do you?
No, we might want to hit that gym, mon frère.
Yeah.
That's more of a health thing, not a tattoo.
Can you tattoo bone?
Oh, no.
That sounds more like chiseling.
All right, now, what about Queen Elizabeth? What about should he do color or black and white?
So I did send Louis the picture that Bean is working with most closely right now. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a side profile of the queen. I think it's
on the money.
It is right up Louis' alley as far as what kind of tattoos he normally does in portrait style. What did you think? You did not tell me. I said to make sure not to tell me what you think. But where are we with that picture I sent you?
I would say you're only as good as your reference, and this is a very high-definition photo. I think this is ideal if you were going to do a portrait tattoo. The shadows are clear. The shape is good. I think it would be great, actually. This is a good one. You know, some people bring in stuff that they don't have. You know, they've only got, like, one or two pictures of their loved ones, and you're left with a lot of embellishment. You know, this one's perfect.
Awesome. And I wanted to ask you about that. How does that work? I mean, do you just freestyle it next to the photo or something, or how
you create a pattern, which means you draw a pattern or trace, however you want to call it, and then you transfer it on. So you have a lot of times to opt out and freak out. And
anybody, they put it on your arm as a transfer before. It's mostly just an outline. The shading is really what people like Louis kill at. But when it's on your arm, you see where it's placed. You see everything before.
How big it is.
Yeah,
how big it is. Yeah.
Goes into it. Yeah.
All right. The one question I had about that photo, Louis, and we'll post it up on the Kevin and Bean social so people can see the one that I'm leaning toward right now, is that what part of the reason that photograph of the Queen is so striking is it has a black background.
Right.
Jensen tells me that when you start filling in an all black section, that's when it hurts a lot. That's when it gets bad.
Right. Well, I'm not sure you need the black. It's really up to you if you wanted to just kind of lightly shade it off the edge,
that
or you just want to
racist.
Do a very thin line around it.
You're the
that
racist
is
bean.
So
I think you were hinting to the idea that you would blackface your whole body in order for this tattoo to look good.
That's what I heard. Inappropriate.
Oh, so you
I don't
could
know if
shade.
Have that much time to do that?
Yeah, you could shade around Her Majesty then it without creating a big black background.
Right, or just a thin illustrative line that would give the idea that that was there.
Okay. Have you done many people like our friend Travis Barker, who, believe it or not, the last time he was in on our show, got a tattoo during the interview, and he's at the point now where he just puts tattoos on top of tattoos because he's run out of skin. Do you have guys like that are clients?
Yeah, I've definitely gone over other tattoos for sure.
Sure hope Bean turns out to be that guy where he gets one and then he just gets stuck on it. He just keeps going back and back and back.
He gets the whole royal family.
That would
be
great.
Hey, Louis, have you ever done a Queen Elizabeth tattoo?
In the biblical sense?
That just turned weird. Now I know Louis's my man.
I'm not even positive I understand that.
Are you boning someone's arm? I'm very confused.
Tattoo artists do it weird, guys.
I've definitely tattooed some sort of royalty kind of characters on other people.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Now, can I ask one more thing?
Yes.
How long would something like that take?
It really depends on the size and the complexity of where you're putting it on the body. Some areas require a little more time because when you bend, it stretches more. If you do it on, like, the ribs, you know, the size doubles when you actually have to tattoo it.
Oh, wow.
We were thinking taint, Louis.
Oh.
Louis, not
rough.
Again.
I'm sorry.
Handling fee for that.
All right. Give out your information where people can find your work, Louis.
Thanks. I'm on Instagram, Louis_Perez_3, and I'm located at Tip Top Tattoo in Fullerton, Shamrock Social Club, and I sing for Manic Hispanic, the Volturas, and LP3 and the Tragedy.
Busy man.
He's not in enough bands.
Right? Busy man. All right. Great to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
See
you. Bye.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Let me tell you guys why I love Ali so much.
Okay. Oh.
We might be the only morning show in America that hasn't talked about a Kardashian being cheated on this morning.
Yay!
We might be the only one.
Yeah.
And I think that's to Ali's credit.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So let's see what else is going on and what's happening on this Wednesday.
Well, not sure if you heard about this, but Khloe Kardashian...
Oh.
No. No, thank you. I made that a standing rule. Unless there's a bigger, huge story that incorporates other people that's like groundbreaking, yeah. No need for Kardashian news.
Good
ever.
With that.
Ever.
Good with that. You can get that anywhere else.
Absolutely.
But I mean, what about the novelty of an NBA player cheating on his wife, though? What about that?
We've heard it all now.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
So we were talking about Jussie Smollett earlier and just how every minute it's something else. And then we heard, okay, well, they're cutting down all of his screen time. Eventually, he'll be cut out of the show. Who knows? This is a tweet from 18 minutes ago from 20th Century Fox. Jussie Smollett continues to be a consummate professional on set. And as we have previously stated, he is not being written out of the show.
Yet.
It doesn't say yet,
oh,
but
you
can imply that. You sure can, whatever you need to do. But
I mean, at some point, they're going to have to make a decision one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This story will change five more times by tonight.
Yeah.
It's insanity. Ugh. And a little more Ryan Adams news. We talked about it last week when seven women accused Ryan Adams of misconduct and abuse, including his ex-wife, Mandy Moore, singer-songwriter Phoebe Bridgers, and then a really concerning whole situation with a young girl named Ava, who was 14 at the time that she striked up an online conversation with Ryan Adams that turned into phone sex, that turned into Skype calls where he was exposing himself. The FBI has since opened an investigation into the claim, but there's now a guy that was his guitarist, Todd Weisenbaker, who has sent out a release, and he said, "There were times when I chose to believe his insane version of the truth because it was easier than believing anyone is capable of being this much of a monster. It's sickening. It's embarrassing." He then goes on to talk about how he tried to get him help before and it just didn't work out. But he said, "I didn't want to say anything because I'm actively afraid for the safety of my family. But I do realize that I have a responsibility to speak up. The women that spoke out are brave beyond words." So I don't know what's going to become of that whole situation, but yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck.
I believe he's canceled.
Ryan Adams?
Yeah.
Canceled. As a human?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. All right. You guys, Ozzy Osbourne's health is improving, but he's still not well enough to perform. He's already postponed all his European tour dates, and then Sharon Osbourne took to Twitter to announce that he has to cancel dates including Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. His doctors have advised him that he needs to stay at home to recuperate for a full 6 weeks. Ugh. Yeah. This is all, you know, complications from the flu. He was in the ICU. It got like really, really serious. They said his coughing was so intense, he ruptured a blood vessel in his eye.
From coughing?
Yeah. Oh, have you ever seen people that had bronchitis so bad that coughing so much, all of a sudden their whole eye is just blood?
No.
Oh, it's crazy.
Wow.
You've never heard of that?
No.
No, really?
No. I've seen that. That's a bad look.
Yeah.
I've seen people get black and blue marks from coughing, which is always crazy. Like, it's so intense. It's like leaving marks.
Oh, jeez.
Or in their ribs?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I'll tell you what, he had pneumonia or the flu? What did he have?
It was complications from the flu, which I believe would then turn into pneumonia for a lot of people.
It is shocking to me in the 21st century how many people, not just in America, but in California, die of the flu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shocking. I mean, you think of it as something like, oh, everybody gets it and it lasts 3 or 4 days and then you're fine, you're back to work. A lot of people, not a lot, obviously, a small relative percentage, but it ends up to be a fair number of people die from the flu every year. Mostly the olds, but it's very scary. You can't just write that off as being nothing.
Yeah, he's had a bad run of things. Remember at the end of last year, he had to let go of a bunch of shows because he got a manicure and something happened. He got an infection in his thumb and then that spread to his whole hand. And
he may not have treated his body well throughout the years.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So I think right now it's going F you.
Right. Or do you think his body, when he announced that he was doing the No More Tours 2 tour, that his body was like, "You've done this tour 8 times. All right, old man, take a seat."
We have to make your eyes bloody.
Remember how frail he looked 20 years ago when he was doing that reality show?
It is crazy.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Like how, and then how did he go on the road with Black Sabbath for that whole final tour?
No,
then
but then he was clean for a while, mm-hmm. and I remember seeing him in that little window, and he looked strong and vibrant and was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. After the reality show.
Wow.
Well, it's crazy.
Fingers crossed. We can't lose Ozzy, guys.
No.
Agreed.
And I would like to thank an emailer that emailed me to alert me of, quite frankly, a holiday I didn't know existed. And I can't believe what I've done until now, not knowing it existed. I could have been celebrating this every February 20th. You guys ready for what the holiday is?
February 20th.
That's today.
Today is National Hootie Hoo Day.
What?
Celebrated every year on February 20th. It's designed to help people overcome the wintertime blues, prepare them for the coming of spring.
No!
Might sound like it's a made-up holiday, and I say that's because it is. A guy named Thomas Roy made it up when he found out you could basically make up your own holidays. He's made up about 80 of them.
Well, do we have to honor them?
I will tell you why we're going to honor it, because A, Hootie Hoo, right?
Right. Okay.
Come on.
That's
Mark and Brian. Hootie Hoo.
Right.
Remember? Good times.
Sure.
The main custom of the holiday is you go out on February 20th at noon, raise your hands over your head, and you yell, "Hootie Hoo!" for the whole world to hear. What a release.
No. Right? Do we need all of that?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Nope.
Put your hands over your head and yell.
This guy needs to be put down.
I'm sorry, but this is just ridiculous.
Do it. Do it, Kevin.
Hoo-dee-hoo!
Right? How good did that feel?
Really not great.
Ben, your hands weren't
need
over your
chip.
Head. So,
need a chip.
Do it again.
Yeah. Do it one more time.
Oh,
hands over your
up,
head.
Shut up, all of you.
Hands over your head.
I already did it.
No,
Chip's
you don't
already
have
pulling it.
Do it.
What, do you want to feel like winter? Come on.
Come on. Do it.
I like winter.
All right. Well, you should still
do it. Hoo-dee-hoo, mother effer.
Yeah, one more. Just one more for the kids.
Not doing it.
One more.
I'm not doing it.
All right. Well, thank you to James DeLappa, who emailed me about this holiday that, quite frankly, I'm just glad I got it in by the end of the show, because now we know at noon what we're doing. Raising our hands and yelling, hoo-doo.
Like we just don't care.
Wow. What are you guys doing Friday? I don't know. I just wanted to keep it going.
Some birthdays
Move on.
For you.
Anything else?
We've got Rihanna, Trevor Noah, Chelsea Peretti, Charles Barkley.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Charles Barkley.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
You know what's terrible? Haters with no swag crumple y'all up like a paper bag.
Right.
Crunch. Mm. How come ding dongs look like hockey pucks? Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Barkley. Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great GM for show right there.
Wow. Would you say that's a bop?
That's close. I think it's more of a banger.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
It's close.
Yeah. And happy birthday to Miles Teller, the Miles Man, and Cindy Crawford. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And you drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness to the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show. On Thursdays, we do Get Up on This with Jensen. We also have Cal Penn. Coming into the studio.
The best.
Love him so much. And Stephen Merchant.
Wow.
Is also going to be in studio tomorrow, right? So that is all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.